What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video, hopefully we're gonna make this a quick one, just a walk and talk MGTOW shit. Today's video is titled touring Doggerville Place Fortress. I'm in the city. This is my last day in Latvia, so I'm going around Daugava Plus. I'm probably mispronouncing the name of the city. This is the largest city in Latvia, right after Riga. And today I'm at the main tourist site, which is a fortress. And we're gonna read up a little bit about the fortress. So this fortress over here, guys, was built in the early 1800s, but it was officially completed end of the 1800s. I already did all my research online. I'm just showing you what's going on here. So apparently this is one of the, let's see, what does it say? Okay, so apparently this is one of the oldest, well, not oldest, but this is one of the fortresses in Northern Europe that has not had any major that has been preserved without changes in its structures. In other words, what they're seeing, guys, is that what you guys see here is pretty much what was built when it was completed back in 1870s. So we're just gonna take a walk around the park, talk a little bit about my views about Latvia thus far. So we're gonna be walking around. I don't think I'm gonna go in, you know. I don't know if they're gonna allow you to go in or not, but if we can, we'll go in. If we can't, it is what it is. So Daugavpils Palace, this city is the second biggest city after Riga. It's about 230 kilometers away, which is a little bit under 3 hours by car. Now, this city is mainly a Russian city. So when I was driving in here, I saw a lot of Russians. Because again, this is mainly a Russian city. I do have to admit, guys, that Latvian women are a lot prettier than the Russian woman, at least the ones I saw driving into this area. Of course, I'm gonna do the MGTOW walk and talk shit later on tonight when I'm in the downtown area, which is only like a kilometer away. I'm gonna do the MGTOW talk and walk and talk shit from there, like Ken Del Rican says. All right, guys, my overall impressions of Latvia is, first and foremost, they need to change the name of this country to Stacyland. I'm telling you guys, if they change the name of Latvia to Stacyland, this country's tourism will explode. You know, the women here are fucking beautiful, you know. La Paja, or La Paja, where I was yesterday, oh my God, I'm telling you, man, if I did this all over again, I'd go there rather than Riga. I'm just gonna speed read over here. So this was, hold a second. So apparently this here is, what am I looking at? Okay. So this here is this. Okay, so this is what we're looking at. The construction of the command, okay, so this was finished in 1818. Okay, I mean, just some general information about it. I guess you guys can pause it and take a look at it. But this over here, guys, apparently was built in the 1800s over here. And like I said, guys, it was built in the 1800s. And This whole complex over here, guys, it was built over several decades, you know. And there's the police in front of us. Oh, they're probably keeping their eyes on me, but hey, it said pictures are permitted, you know. So let's do the walk and talk MGTOW shit. You know, he's probably keeping an eye on us. He's like, who's this guy, you know? Look, the cannon. Okay, this is police station or what? Is this a police station or what? The guy's looking at his cell phone. It's like, oh well, again, it's permitted to take photos. So, and he can tell I'm a freaking tourist. It's not illegal. We're not doing anything illegal. Kids park over there. So, yeah, guys, you're looking at something that's been around for about 200 plus years over here. So that's good.
No, I suppose.
No. Here? Okay. That's okay? No, okay. Okay, apparently we can't take pictures of that. Maybe you can take a picture of that over there. So, yeah, Russians. Okay, apparently that was the police station, but the police guy wasn't even looking at us, you know? So, yeah, this city has a weird vibe to it. I don't know why. It's like you can actually tell the difference between like Latvian people and Russian people. It's like, you know, like TFM said, man, not all white people are the same. Like white people are like the Skittles, you know. You know, black people all look the same. Asian people all look the same. I mean, you can tell the difference between like Asians, you know. You can tell the difference between like a Vietnamese and a freaking Chinese. Yeah. You know, you can kind of tell the difference between an Ethiopian dude and a Nigerian dude. But overall, man, overall, white people have the greatest variety of all. So, you know, a white dude in freaking, you know, a white Italian guy may not look similar to a guy from Sweden, you know. So, yeah, you know, Russians and Latvians, Latvians and Russians kind of don't look alike. But I have to admit, man, the Latvian women are freaking hot. So I'm going to assume the closer you are to Russia, the more ethnically Russian people are going to be there. Now, they do say that a third of Latvian people are of Russian descent, which is fine. You know, Russians are cool. I used to drive cab with Russians. You know, they're all right. But from what I'm seeing, man, the Latvian women are hot. You know, but again, I gotta travel, guys. I gotta go to other countries. You know, I'd be doing you guys a disservice if I decide to stay here for the rest of my time. You know, I gotta go to other countries, but I'm telling you guys, of all the countries I've been to, Latvia wins hands down when it comes to women. Okay, Latvian women are the hottest woman out there. If you're into like blue eye blonde white, yeah, this is the place to be, you know. Yeah, so if I was gonna do this all over again, guys, if I was gonna do this all over again, I would go to Lipeha. This is where I would go. I would go to Lipeha, okay? And I'd join a gym over there. See, here's the thing you guys need to understand, man. Unless you're fucking Chad, which obviously I'm not. you can't be in a big city, okay, guys? You can't be in Miami. You can't be in LA. You can't be in Riga. You can't be in the big city because you're competing against so many other guys, and the women have so many options out there that they're not. Here's the thing, man. Like, 50% of women are sleeping with like 5% of the dudes, okay? You know, listen, I get swiped right on every now and then, but they're fat, ugly women. It's like, I don't want you, bitch, you know? You're the bottom 50%. I don't want you, bitch. You know, I got fucking standards. I'm not, you know, I'm not AMS, you know? I got standards, motherfuckers. So, with us MGTOW guys, the big city is not going to work in our favor. It's just not gonna work in our favor when it comes to the big cities. Now the police car is moving to the left, so let's go this way. They're probably Russians. They're gonna give us, like, you know, maybe they'll give us a hard time or something. But again, it ain't illegal. Even though they are Russians, you know, they have to follow Latvian law. And you guys did see, it did say it's okay to take pictures, so it's not illegal. Nothing we're doing is illegal. Just look at that. This is something that's well over 100 years old. So I don't know how old this guy is. Is this 1818? How old is this motherfucker at? No, the police just passed us. Okay, I'm a little bit confused now. Okay, I'm confused. Is this the old dude over here? Is this the old place? Or is that over there the old place? Is that the police? Is that like the new police station? And that's the old, and that's the new place? This might be the old place over here. And that over there could probably be the police station. Yeah, you're looking at something from the 1800s. You're looking at something maybe about 200 years ago right there, guys. 200 years old. Oldest untouched fortress in Northern Europe. Now that the police has gone, let's continue going that way. We got like 10 more minutes before the sun goes down. So, the weather is not bad, guys. I mean, I'm not cold. Weather ain't bad, you know. The more northern you are, you know, what I took notice about Latvia is the more northern you are in Latvia, the colder it's gonna be. I mean, duh. That's how it is through, you know, that's how it is, you know. The farther northern you are, the colder it is. You know, when I was in La Paja yesterday, La Paja is in southern La Paja, like this city, Daugava Ples, is in southern Latvia. And the weather was good. I'm sure it's going to get worse in the next, you know, month or so. But it was definitely decent weather, you know. Riga can get really brutal, guys. Riga can get really brutal. But the weather here, guys, is pretty damn decent, you know. It's still cold, don't get me wrong, you know. I don't want anybody to come out here to Daugava Ples and be like, oh man, Amar Lad, it's cold. I thought it was going to be nice weather. It's like, no, bro. I mean, compared to Riga, yeah. Okay. So from what I can tell then, maybe these are the, okay. So maybe that building is the building that is new, and these are all the buildings that are not, are untouched. I have no idea, guys. We're just walking, doing the MGTOW talking shit, man. So like I was saying, if I was gonna do this all over again, guys, I would go to Lipeha. I'd get me a gym membership there. I know this sounds a little bit on the simping side, but I'd probably get like a professional photo shoot for freaking Tinder. I know QB Willie says you can get a professional photo shoot in Latin America for like $50. And that actually works. So I might do that, guys, you know. I might do a professional photo shoot in Colombia or Mexico when I go back there, you know, God willing. So, yeah, from what I've seen, guys, so far, Laipeja is winning. It has a population of 80,000. Okay, that's a decent amount of people. This city has more people here, okay? There are more people here than Laipeja, okay? Like I said, I'm gonna walk around the city, drive around the city, you know, get the vibe of the city. You know, my problem with Russian people is that they could be a little bit cold. You know, maybe the older people are, maybe the younger people are different, but I've seen a lot of old people. But then again, you know, I just drove into the place. I'm sure all the young people are by the city square and downtown. They're not going to be, you know, you're not going to see young people freaking here, man. You're really not. So, and I gotta be fair to the city. So, I'm gonna, you know, after I'm done with this video, guys, I'm gonna go to the city center, walk around, and do a video for you from there, giving you my better impression of Daugavpils Plus. Ugh, probably mispronouncing the name of the freaking city, man. Yeah, guys, if. You know, I just love traveling. I just love new experiences and shit like that. But if I was going to do it all over again, guys, I would do Laipeja for a month. I would get me a gym membership. I would get a professional photo shoot for freaking the dating apps. And just see what happens, man. I mean, honestly, dudes, if you're a decent looking dude, you can get women in Latvia. And they all speak English, man. Language is not a problem, dude. It really isn't. They all speak English. And maybe you yourself have to pick up on the language a little bit, you know, maybe try to take up Russian, because like the vast majority of people here speak Russian, you know. So pick up on the motherfucking Russian language, you know. I know Latvian language on its own is useless, but pick up on Russian, dude. You know, you can use Russia. You can use Russian pretty much throughout Central Asia and Eastern Europe, you know. It's kind of like picking up on Spanish in a way, if you ask me. So, yeah, I'm very happy with Laipeja, man. I'm really happy with Laipeja. I bet this is saying don't go in there, right? Something like that. I'm really happy with coming out to Latvia, man. Like I said, got me a blue-eyed, blonde, white girl. Granted, you know, she was like almost 40 and, you know, freaking smoking and drinking, you know, took a toll on the face. But hey, man, that body, damn. You know, I'm good, dudes. I'm good. You know, I wonder why they don't like renovate this shit and like use it for something. You know, it's like, you got this building, you know, might as well renovate it, you know, do something with it. I mean, granted, granted, it's like in a bad shape, but at the same time, you know, I'm sure you can use them for something, you know. I know you guys out there are saying, oh man, Daugavpils Plus is boring. You just have to keep in mind, man, we're just going around the oldest preserved fortress in all of Europe. Northern Europe, that's what they say. So what you guys are looking at is something that was started in 1810. And it was finished in like 1878. But yeah, guys, yeah. Yeah, this is not Soviet era shit, you know. This was before the Soviets, you know. You know what, guys? I'm gonna do what I'm naturally good at. You know, one of the things I like to do is that I like to touch old stuff and say, you know, look. What's in there? Nothing's in there. Yeah, I like to touch old stuff and say, hey, I touched the pyramids, I touched a wall in Cartagena that's been around for 500 years. I touched something that's probably been around for 200 years. Like I said, you know, it was started in 1810, but it was finished in like 1870, according to Wikipedia. Ugh, damn, that was good. Yeah, my game plan, guys, is at the end of the day, you guys need to understand that at the end of the day, man, you just gotta keep on traveling, dude. You just gotta keep on traveling and see what's out there. You know, I'd be happy with Romania. You know, Romania is a big country. I'd be happy with Latvia too, not gonna lie. I'd be happy to settle in Latvia. I want to see Bulgaria next. I want to see more of the Balkans, like maybe Serbia, maybe fucking Albania, Bosnia. I want to start seeing a little bit more of, you know, I really want to see more of Eastern Europe. But when it comes to women, guys, my type is like blue eye, blonde, white. You know, that's my fucking type. That's what I'm sticking with. Fuck that shit, you know. But I just like to travel just for the sake of seeing what's out there. Because like I said, you need a base somewhere, okay? You need a base in a country, okay? You really need a base somewhere, you know. Like Romania wouldn't be bad for a base, you know. Granted, Romania is corrupt, but the reality of the matter is, as long as you have a good lawyer and you're not doing nigger shit, Romania will be fine. That's the truth of the matter is, guys. Romania would be fine as long as you got yourself a good lawyer and you're not doing nigger shit. That's the truth of the matter. I've also heard good things about Bulgaria too. I really want to go to Bulgaria, maybe for a week in Bulgaria. That'd be awesome. Yeah, when it comes to living, guys, like I said, you know, if you do shit on the internet like I do, you can pretty much go anywhere. See, this is why I want you guys out there who might be inclined to become a web developer. This is why I want you guys out there to, like, become a web developer, okay? Because, think about it, okay? Here in Latvia, you can live for $1,200 a month in Latvia, okay? You can get yourself an Airbnb for like $600, okay? And I'm 100% certain if you like go off of Airbnb, you go into a Facebook listing, you can probably get the apartment maybe for like $300 a month, then, you know, another $200 during the winter for gas. So you can probably get yourself a decent apartment here in Latvia for like $500 a month, realistically speaking. You know, food here, guys, is cheap. You know, it's not Colombia cheap, but the good thing about the food here is that even some of the food that would be name brand in America is still cheap here, okay? So in Colombia and even in Mexico, like, name brand American shit was expensive. And, you know, even if name brand American shit was expensive, who gives a flying fuck, you know? Just like in America, you know, in America, I don't get American food in America. I don't get name brand food in America. I get fucking, what you may call it? I get the cheap stuff. I get the, great value, you know, the Walmart brand, you know. It's the same thing here or in Mexico or in Colombia. Just get the local brand. You don't have to spend, you know, $10 for fucking Heinz ketchup, and you can get another ketchup just like it for like $2. Fuck that shit, you know. So, $500 for an apartment. Food, again, if you cook your own food like I do, let's say $300, even though you can probably cook your own food for like $200 a month. But, you know, let's say $300 to be on the safe side, that's $800. Then let's throw in another $200 for just, you know, going out, eating. Well, you know, if you want to go to a pub or a coffee place like I do, that's gonna add another $200. So, like I said, guys, you can live good in Latvia for about $1,200. I mean, you can get it down to maybe $1,000. But, you know, you don't want to be a strain in yourself, you know. The thing is, guys, I don't want anybody to be living on a shoestring budget, you know. It's not nice to live on a shoestring budget, I'm telling you guys. You know, living on a budget where you're, like, penny watching every penny you spend, that's not a good feeling, dudes. It's really not. It's not. So, that's what I'm saying. In Latvia, you can do Latvia $1,200, you know. I was looking at my credit card for the past months. Yeah, just like I saw, $1,200, you know. It was a little bit over $1,200 because of the car. You know, the car cost me $70 plus $130 in gas. So the car itself... So if you guys want to have a car here, okay. If you guys want to have a car here, you can probably have a car for $200 a month, okay? If you like drive local with it, probably $100 in gas, okay? You know, the car I had, you know, I spent $130 on gas because I drove all over Latvia, you know, from the Russian border all the way to the Baltic Ocean, north, south, you know. So with me, this is why I put $130 worth of gas, okay? But if I just rented a car just for going around town with it, you know, you can probably spend maybe $50 a month on it if you're just going for like local errands. But the reality of the matter, guys, you really don't need a car, okay? You really don't need a car here, okay? You can walk around everywhere, you know. In Riga, I told you, the bus system in Riga is phenomenal, okay? The train system is phenomenal. You really don't need a car here in Riga, okay? Or in Latvia in general. Now, if you live out in the boondocks, yeah, you'll need a car. But if you live in a decent city like this, or like... or even if you live in a city... Even if you live in a city that has like 5,000 people, like Smiltin, where I was, okay? Even if you live in a small city with 5,000 people, you still have everything you need, you know? The good thing about having a car, guys, is that a car is more of a status thing than a necessity. Let me say that one more time. A car is more of a status thing than a necessity, okay? So... this is why if I was to come here again, yeah, I'd have a car, not because I really need it, but I'd have a car simply because that's a status thing. You guys need to understand, man, women in these countries, you know, especially if you are outside of Riga, you know, the women are gonna look at you more seriously if you got your life together. You guys have to understand, man, you know. In America, they're all dirty, dirty charmutas in America. That's just what it is, okay? American women are fucking trash. That's a fact. That's not even a personal opinion, okay? But In countries like Latvia, where it's more traditional, women are going to be like, hey, you have a car, you have an apartment, you know. At the end of the day, you guys need to understand, look at all the nice cars, right? You know, they're nice looking. They're probably cheap as fuck, you know. A lot of these cars you'll never ever see in America because they wouldn't pass testing or any or safety requirements. But, hey, man, for $10,000, $15,000, you got yourself a car here in Narum. In Latvia, why not, you know? But I'd rent. That's what I would do. I'd rent a car. I mean, if you can rent a car for $200 a month, dude, that's cheaper than owning a freaking car. And if you guys don't like the freaking car, just return and get another one. That's exactly what I would do. So, at the end of the day, guys, you need to understand that when it comes to getting women, especially quality women, guys, they're going to be looking at you like, hey, man, what do you have lined up? You know, you got a car, you got a house. You know, I'm not telling you to be a Beta Bucks Deluxe, but also at the same time, you guys need to be realistic, man. I know in America, you know, any guy who flashes money in America is automatically a simp, and that's very, very true. But in more traditional countries, guys, you gotta have your life together, dudes. I mean, at the end of the day, a woman wants to make sure that she's well taken care of. You know, that's just how it is. Women want to make sure that they're well taken care of. What is this? Apparently, that's the entrance to the place. Yeah, this is a fortress complex right here. Damn. Look at that. Damn. Okay, that's probably new. You know, if I was the Latvians, I would like resurrect all these old ass buildings and just, you know, use them for something, you know. Maybe use them for an apartment, maybe use them for a business, you know. When I was in Budapest, they had a pub crawl, and the pubs, they were in dilapidated buildings like this. So they pretty much took dilapidated buildings like this, like resurrected it, and that's where the pubs were. So I wonder why the Latvians don't do that. Just resurrect all this stuff, you know. I know all this stuff is like ancient, but still, man, make some money from it. Bring in some people into this area. So apparently the name of this neighborhood or this township is Latgale, okay? Or maybe the township, or maybe Latgale is, you know, the province probably, or the state we're in. So, I don't know if you guys can read it. Okay, Daugavpils, the second largest city of Latvia and the metropolis of eastern Latvia, located on both banks of the river Daugava. That's where they get their city name from. Has graced the world with distinguished painter Mark Rothko, the king of tango. Okay. Oscar Stroke and director Solomon Mikols. The symbols of the city are the 19th century fortress and church hill, a place where the churches of four different religious denominations are located. The most beautiful part of the city and one of the best examples of mixing the old with the new, its historical center. That's where we want to go. We want to go to the historical center. Daugavpils is one of the few cities of Latvia that have been constructed in the styles of classicism and Islamism, when in Daugavpils, one can do a lot of things. Go to the theater, visit historical places and cultural historical objects, ride the tram, stay at the comfortable hotels and pleasant guest houses, leisurely enjoy a meal and the special dishes of the Daugavpils, as well as go shopping in the local shopping centers. Churchill. I'm just seeing some places I can go to. I'm probably gonna go to. Because this is my last day. I can only be here for a couple of hours. I'm probably gonna go. I mean, we are here. Right? This is where we are right now. Okay. So after this, I'm probably gonna go to the city center, see what's up in the city center, walk around. Because, like I said, guys, I just want to be able to show to you guys how Daugavpils looks like. Because again, this is a second major city. This is the second biggest city here after after Riga. So obviously, as a city, it's gonna be substantial. So I just want to walk around, get the vibe of the city. Oh wow, look at this, man. Nice medicine. This is probably a hospital right there. That's closed. Yeah, like I said, man, if I was a Latvians, I'd just resurrect this and, like, turn it into, like, I don't know, business and residence. Damn. No English? Supported by Iceland, Liechtenstein, and Norway. Ooh, Liechtenstein. That's wonder if I should go to Liechtenstein. I'm gonna walk down this way, guys. I'm gonna walk down this way. It's kinda eerie. Kinda eerie a little bit. Yeah, this city may not be bad. I think this city could have deserved a few more days, like two or three more days, you know. Like I said, 12 hours from now, I'll be at the airport, you know. So I'm only going to be here for like maybe two more hours and then I have to leave. But I think this city would deserve more than just a few hours, like maybe a couple of days, you know, because again, this is the second biggest city after Riga, you know, the smaller cities that have like 80,000 people and less. Yeah, you can go through those cities in like a couple of hours and that's perfectly fine. But a city this big, this substantial, yeah, it needs maybe two or three days. So that's what I should do, man. I'm just looking for the best city I can vibe with, you know. You don't want feminism like you have in Riga. Because here's the thing about Riga, man. Riga, you know, all the girls who go out to Riga from the small city, they're all there to whore themselves out, you know. This is one of the reasons why you want to be in a smaller city, because the woman who's going to be in the smaller city, you know, they're usually going to be there with family, you know. The vast majority of women who go out to Riga, you know, they're on their own. They're probably getting paid by Erasmus to go out and attend college there so they can become a deranged feminist. So this is what I'm telling you guys. It's like Egypt, man, you know. All the whores in Egypt want to go to Cairo. It's like, I want to go to Cairo. You know, if any girl out there says, I want to go to Cairo and live by myself, yeah, she's going to be getting her back blown out, you know. So this is why you guys want to avoid capitals of any country, because all the whores, they want to go there, live on their own, get their back blown out, you know. So this is why provision warehouse. Yeah, this definitely was a Russian city. I mean, you guys saw the info. This was built like 200 years ago under the command of the Russians. So yeah, this definitely is a Russian city. I just want to see what their command of when it comes to English here, you know. Obviously, the police officer who passed by us, I didn't put him on camera because, you know, that would have probably gotten me in some trouble. But he looked to be in his 50s and 60s. You know, one of the things I took notice of is that people who speak English, they don't become police. It's like, you know, it's like the bottom of the bottom become police, I guess. You know, I think that's how it is, you know. You know, if you speak English, you're probably not going to become a freaking police officer. You're probably going to, you know, get a job where you make more money than a police officer. So I want to see if they have good English here or not. Like I said, you know, if they're under the age of 40, they're going to speak English. But again, this being more of a Russian city, are they going to have English, or they're just going to be like Russian and Latvian, or maybe they're just going to be Russian only, you know? So yeah, this is why everything Latvia is doing when it comes to like fucking Ukraine is lip services. It's like, bro, a third of your population, like 700,000 of your population is freaking Russian. You know, what are you going to do? You're going to kick them all out or something? Come on, man. If you do that, there goes their money, you know? Damn. Telling you guys, a lot of this stuff is like creepy, you know? Again, I don't understand why they're preserving this crap, man. It's like, dudes, you can turn this into like the pub crawl in fucking Budapest, you know? Just get a bunch of eateries and pubs, put them in there. So much potential that they can do with this place. I mean, I don't know why they're leaving it like that. Is it because it's like some sort of UNESCO historical site? I'd be like, fuck that shit, you know? You know, I'm no economist or anything like that, but I would venture to say that if the Latvian government chose to like resurrect all this old ass crap and like turn it into like a commercial / residential area, this can probably generate several million dollars a year, you know? It's like, what are you all doing with this stuff? It's like nobody's using it for anything, you know? Nobody's using that for anything. Nobody's using any of this crap for anything, you know? I mean, at least the pyramids in Egypt, you know, they generate tourism money. Granted, they're useless. But this shit over here, you know, it ain't generating any money, you know? Okay, so this is the old shit. That's the new shit. Old shit, new shit. Old shit, new shit. Old shit, new shit. So, like I was saying earlier, guys, is that, Yeah, this town deserves a couple of days just to go around. Like I said, you know, I'm probably going to spend another. It's probably close to 5 o'clock by now. I'll probably spend another 2, maybe 3 hours. And then I have to head back to Riga, which rhymes with nigga. Because I got to be at the airport at 8 in the morning. And then I'm off to another country. But I'm going to miss Latvia, guys. I'm really going to miss Latvia. I can be back here anytime, so it don't bother me. I mean, again, plane ticket from Miami to here round trip is only like $400 and some, you know. But I gotta keep on moving, guys. I gotta keep on moving, you know. I think it's only fair that I make these videos for you guys to see what your options are when it comes to the Balkans and Eastern Europe. You know, at the end of the day, you kind of want to be in a European Union country, because part of being in the EU is that they have to clean up their corruptions and their human rights. So, you know, you don't want to be in a country like, you know, Ukraine, where they don't have human rights, where they're totally corrupt. You really don't want to be like in Ukraine, you know. So I think your best option is a EU member country like Romania, Latvia, Bulgaria, okay? And find a country that's based and stay away from the big cities, you know? That's what I would tell you guys. Like I said, I'm going on to a different country. I want to put Bulgaria on the list, but my problem with Bulgaria, kind of like Romania, because they were conquered by the Turks, they have dark features. So like, nah, bro, I want blue eye, blonde, white. See, the thing about me is that when I put something in my brain, guys, that's it. I gotta have it. Yep. I said blue eye, blonde, white, Stacy, that's it. You either bribe Stacy or organically get Stacy, you know? So, telling you guys, overall, I'm happy to have been in Latvia. Like I said, you can live here for $1,000 if you decide to put yourself on a budget. $1,100, $1,200 if you decide to, like, you know, go out every now and then. You know, if you wanted to, like, own a car, maybe do, not own a car, but rent a car, do a little bit of traveling, then $1,500 will be more than enough for you if you, like, wanted to rent a car and do a little bit of traveling around the country, you know. So, yeah, this is a really nice place. It's creepy. But then again, it's old school shit, you know, that's where it is, old school shit, old school, like 200 years old crap, it's dilapidated, you know. They like have a residential complex like right there, man. It's like, why don't you turn the other shit into like businesses and residential shit, you know. Again, try to turn this into like a nightlife area, man. That's what I would do. Fuck the historical sites. You know, like this building over here, man. Do something with it, you know. Just don't leave it like that, you know. I don't know, maybe turn it into a whorehouse, you know. Have Yogi Obes and Bitch Ma and Bitch Pill's mom come work out here, you know. Have them headline the place. So, see that, guys? They do have residential areas. They do have residential areas. So, I'm telling you, man, there's a lot of potential in getting the hell out of America, man. Honestly, guys, I don't know how I'm gonna go back to America, to be honest with you guys. I mean, I can't do it, guys. I just can't do America anymore. You know, after going to Latin America and coming here, it's like I can't go to America anymore, guys. It's like, imagine landing at Miami and the first thing you see when the gate opens is fucking Shaniqua yelling at you, you know? This way! Where are you going? Can't you read the signs? It's like, shut the fuck up, you fat fuck. Yeah, man, I'm telling you guys. Let's go this way. This is where you enter from. I want to see what's on the other side. Then we'll come back here, talk a little bit, and then call it a night before I go on to the downtown area, see what's up. But like I said, guys, if you realistically want to get a girl here in Latvia, you've got to have a car, guys. I mean, a car is more of a status thing, okay? So I would look into getting your car into like Bulgaria from America. That's what I'm planning on doing, guys. I plan on, if I really do come out here, oh look, a bunch of kids riding the cannon. If I do come out here from America, guys, and decide to actually live here, I will do that. I will get the Benz from America, ship it to Bulgaria, get Bulgarian license plate, insurance, registration, and just come out to and just drive here with it, you know, if I wanted to. So, you guys in America, man, you really gotta start looking at other places, dudes. I'm telling you, man, being here is so much better than being back in America. So much better than being in America. Again, this is outside of the fortress, as you guys can see. So this is us exiting the fortress compound. So yeah, like I said, guys, this took them about this entire fortress, this entire compound that we were just in, it took them like a period of like 60 years to build, you know? So still, I think they should turn this into like residential, commercial area, you know, nightlife. Is there a freaking prison in there? Probably was a prison in there. You guys can do your own research on this place. What does that say? All of you Russian reading guys out there, what the hell does that say up there? I don't know. Yeah, I'm just gonna start heading back to the car. It actually looks good at night, the way the streets are made, the way it lights up. It actually looks good at night. You know, this is not a bad looking place, guys. I mean, judging just by the architecture of this place over here, judging by the architecture of just this fortress alone, I can tell that this city does have good architecture. I really can tell that, judging just by this fortress alone, that this is not Soviet style shit, you know. This is like pre-Soviet style, you know. Granted, the Soviets probably fucked up a little bit of it, but overall, like the board behind us said, you got classical old school stuff, you know, from hundreds of years ago. So it's really not fucking Soviet era bullshit, you know. So that's good. All right, guys. So like I said, I'm gonna walk for a couple more minutes, call it a day for this area, hop in my car, go down to like Central, go down to their version of downtown, and then just walk around, you know, get the vibe of the place, you know, look at the woman, you know, see if they're like ethnic Latvians or ethnic Russians who we're dealing with, you know, because I don't care, man, as long as I get pussy at the end, man, that's all I care. I don't care, Latvian, Russian, Lithuanian, I don't give a fuck, you know. It's kind of like Asian people, you know, Japanese, Chinese, Korean, I don't care, you know. I'm not gonna be sitting there saying, Russian, you know, I'm not gonna be like, ooh, let's see, Japanese pussy, Chinese pussy, Korean pussy. I got better things to do than that shit, you know. Same thing here, man. But I just wanna see if there are, I just wanna see if there's like characteristics or facial differences between ethnic Latvians and ethnic Russians. Like I said yesterday, dude, when I was in Liepāja, man, the women there were so gorgeous, and the vast majority of them were tall. I'm talking like 5'7 and above, you know. I've even seen a couple of girls like going out with dudes, and they were taller than the dude, you know. This is probably the only country in the world where the women are actually taller than the men, you know? I mean, don't get me wrong, they got some tall men here, but it's really the women that really stand out when it comes to height. So, you know, the girl I'm with, that bitch is like 5'9", 5'10", you know? So yeah, like I was saying, guys, Latvia isn't bad. It's like, I mean, it's not good for business because Latvia just doesn't have the Latvia. I mean, unless you open the place in like, I mean, here's the thing, dudes, here's the thing. You know, Latvia just doesn't have the number of people for a successful business. Like maybe on the weekends your business will do fine, or like within 2 hours, you know, like dinner time, they'll do fine. But the reality of the matter is, this is really not good for you owning a business. I would much rather own a business or a pizzeria in Colombia than I would here. I mean, at the end of the day, guys, pizzerias, you always make money with, unless you're fucking retarded, you know, you always make money with like pizzerias, you know. It just comes down to like the location you are in, you know. So if I wanted to like open a business, you know, if I wanted to like open a business, I would open a business that's, oh, look at this street, guys. Look at how nice this street is. You know, let's walk down this street. Let's walk down this street a little bit. You know, if I was gonna live somewhere, if I was gonna open, you know, the only way I'd open a business now, like a physical business, to be honest, the only way I'd open a physical business nowadays is if I was like a silent partner, you know. That's how I would open a physical business, you know. Everything I do is online nowadays, but the question that has to be asked is, you know, what happens if the internet goes out, right? You know, so this is why you will need a physical business, you know. You'll need a physical business because in case the internet goes out, you have a physical business, you know. If the internet goes out, you know, MGTOW TV, Mitwaldi Web Services, it'd be useless, you know. But if you own like a pizzeria, it really doesn't matter if the internet goes out or not, because you can, you know, it's a freaking food place, you know. People always need to eat in the real life, you know. They're not gonna virtually eat, they're gonna eat in real life, right? So, yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. If I open a physical business, it's gonna be from a MGTOW perspective. And the MGTOW perspective for a physical business, guys, for me, it's gonna be like pizzerias. And it's gonna be, you know, something that can be cash-based if the internet goes down, you know, the financial system goes down, something that's cash-based, you know. Pizza is very, very simple, very, very cheap to make. I'd be more of a silent partner. You know, you just have to find somebody to trust, you know. You know, my Egyptian cousin, you know. I honestly thought my second Egyptian cousin would be that dude, you know. But boy, was I wrong, man. Boy, was I wrong. You know, I could have actually, you know, I could have actually retired like 5 years ago, you know. See, this is a problem when you rely on other people, you know. Either they're going to be real good or real bad, you know. Seldom are you going to find somebody when it comes to business who's just, you know, middle of the road. Everybody's going to be either really good, really bad. Seldom will you find somebody who is, I guess it says Hospital Street here. I think Ela means street, because I see Ela a lot. I think this is where we began. Yeah, this is where we began, guys. Is that the police station here? Is this where we began? I think this is where we began. I don't remember. Anyways, all I know is it's coming to the end. You know, this, ooh, this is a good shot for my, this is a really good shot. Damn, cars are in the way. No, this is not, it's on the other side. The police station is, oh my God, this is such a good shot, guys. Oh my God, I'm actually gonna end the video here. I'm gonna end the video here and I'm gonna take like a shot. Like, oh my God, this is so beautiful, especially the blue light. I'm gonna have to end the video like so I can take a shot before it gets really dark. But this is so freaking beautiful. I mean, this looks fucking creepy, but yeah, man, it is what it is, right? So, like I said, they have a nice park, man. So at least they got a park out of it, you know. But what was I talking to you about? Oh, yeah, pizzeria. So like I was saying, dudes, I mean, the only reason I'd open a physical business is in case the virtual businesses go offline. I'd have a physical business and cash-based business, easy business, quick business. But again, I'd be more of a silent partner in it than actively being involved. But it all comes down to like who you put faith in, you know. If you put a faith in somebody who does really good, your business will take off, you know. For example, the guy who's running Metwali Web Services, you know, he's a Bangladeshi dude. No, he's not related to Yogi Obes because he actually has an IQ. But yeah, the guy who's running Metwali Web Services, man, he's doing an amazing job. This is why I'm telling you, dudes, when you put your trust in someone, it's either going to be really good or really bad, you know? So, yeah. When it comes to me, guys, I just want to make automated money. That's all. I just want automated businesses, because if you have an automated business, you know, you can travel, you can focus on other stuff. You know, look, I can spend 8, 9, 10, 12 hours a day working on fucking MGTOW TV. I've done that before. I told you guys, you know, there are times where I would go to Starbucks. The people, you know, they clock in, they clock out, and guess what, you know, I'm still there. So what does that tell you, right? So, yeah. Having an automated business like Metwali Web Services, that's the best. You know, having a pizzeria where it's like easy money, fast money, cash money, and having somebody else run it for you, that would be the best too. So anyway, guys, I'm going to end the video here. Take a picture of that for the thumbnail with the blue background. You know, no, it's not blue, but you know, the way the sky looks. And then half an hour, maybe an hour from now, I'll go to the downtown area, do a video from there, and that will be the end for Latvia until next time. All right, guys, see you soon. Peace.